We always enjoy getting to know the medical staff at Piedmont Medical Center. This morning we have here in the studio Dr. Crystal Carmichael. She's an OBGYN with Piedmont Medical Center. So let's welcome the doctor to the round table. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Today is Monday, February the 3rd. This is National Women Physicians Day. It's a day to recognize all female doctors. Well, we want to recognize you and thank you so much for what you do right here at home. Share with us your journey into how you became a doctor, when you wanted to become a doctor.
Yeah, so, I definitely want to give a shout out to all of physicians nationwide, but particularly, obviously, the women, right? Historically, women have been lower in the percentages as far as the active physicians in the United States. So I believe it's about 37% that are women physicians. So that number continues to grow every year. And I think I recently just read an article actually that women admitted to medical school are more frequent at this point. So I feel like those statistics will continue to grow as far as being more women heavy in the field. For me personally, I got started at a younger age. I think it got started with work ethic. My parents actually owned a daycare for 10 years of my childhood.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine with turnover rates, there's not a lot of staff that my mom had to fill in a lot, but also me, my brother also as well. So, here I am leaving school early in middle school, high school to be able to fill in so she can actually get a break to do the administrative side of the business. But that showed me, right, watching my parents sustain their own business, hard work, sacrificing for your community, making sure the parents had childcare for their kids, staying a little later for them. You're giving part of yourself for the community. So that started early for me. As well as I just have a natural, I guess, God-given talent for school, right? I'm very good at testing. I have a very deep passion for science, curiosity about the world, as well as, I love a challenge, I love a puzzle, I love solving things. So, I found out from an early age I'm a great caretaker and that, that combined with my love of science and my ability to solve challenges, that really rolled into me, well, a physician is the perfect career choice for me. And so it really didn't get I didn't really believe it until college when I had this healthcare professional. She was our healthcare advisor, Dr. Haney at UNC Charlotte, where I went to undergrad, where she saw something in me that I didn't see at the time. And so she told me, hey, come see me every semester. We're going to get you into medical school. And that's what I did. And here I am.
Now, how did you decide that OBGYN was the track that you were going to do? How did that come to light?
Yeah, so I was in medical school in between emergency medicine, family medicine, and OB. And so it really came down to the operating room, right? I loved working with my hands. I loved the instant gratification that surgery could provide as a gynecologist. But you see how OBGYNs, they work when the rest of the world is asleep, right? It is controlled chaos, sometimes uncontrolled, but no, controlled chaos night and day. And I love that. I love that you can walk into your office, you talk to your patients about preventative care, cancer screenings, making sure they're up to date on their basic healthcare needs. But that same day, you may be running out to, deal with someone who's having internal bleeding from an ectopic or ruptured pregnancy in a tube. Obviously what everyone thinks that we only do, which is delivering babies, right? Bringing babies into this world. But all of it is so diverse and every day is so different. I mean, it's amazing. And I could never imagine myself doing anything else.
Oh, well, we're glad that you had great people around you to support you and that you did not wobble at all, given the fact of all the schooling that you have to go through and probably what you had to see in medical school. And with that being said, young people always want to become a doctor. What do you want to be when you grow up? A doctor, which is such an honorable profession. And I think they realize when they get in there, they're like, I have to see blood, or I might see a bone, or like, I have to do this. What do you want to tell young people, specifically women, that might be like squirmish when they see that now, but they're like really passionate still to become a doctor, but they're like, I don't want to have to deal with this. give them some hope, I guess, that it is part of the job. But what else can you tell them to encourage them?
It is part of the job. Obstetrics, we know, we see a lot of bodily fluids, everything that you could imagine. But, you know, there's a lot of little niches, right? Mm-hmm. You can go and be a urogynecologist. That's someone who specializes in pelvic reconstructive surgery. You can be an oncologist in gynecology. There's so many walks of medicine, not just in women's health, but in other forms, right? Family medicine, where, you know, your bread and butter is sitting with that patient and talking about all of their medical problems. You don't have to see any blood if you never want to, right?
Okay.
Right. So it, you know, you just got to keep pressing forward. It's a very rewarding career, but it's no joke, right? It's going to take hard work. But I found that nothing in life is worth having that, you know, you gotta, that's gonna come easy, right? You're gonna have to work for it.
That's good advice.
Boy, you are on it for sure. This is very impressive. We're speaking with Dr. Crystal Carmichael. She's an OBGYN over at Piedmont Medical Center. Today is National Women Physicians Day. It's a day to recognize all the female doctors. It actually celebrates Elizabeth Blackwell's birthday. She was the first female doctor in the United States. Dr. Carmichael is also making history at Piedmont Medical Center. You performed the first Sonata treatment for or at Piedmont Medical Center, and walk us through what this treatment's all about.
Yeah, so you know, I graduated residency, started my career as an attending at Piedmont Medical Center, which I'm so grateful for. You know, Piedmont Medical Center has certainly shown me that they prioritize our patients in the community by being able to, you know, get behind their doctors to make sure that we have the most innovative, newest technology, whether that's surgery or just treatments for our patients. And so the Sonata system is a surgery or procedure that's incisionless. We go through the cervix in order to get rid of fibroids. And so we heat up the fibroids to a maximum degree where they're going to disintegrate over time. And so a fibroid is a benign muscular tumor that women deal with. If we were to screen every single woman in the world, about 1 in 2 to 1 in 4 women would have fibroids. Mm. And, you know, most of the time they're small. They don't do anything. They don't affect anybody. Our motto as gynecologists is we don't bother them unless they bother you. But for some women, right, they become really large where they are causing heavy, heavy menstrual bleeding. These women are having to go through IV iron, hematologist visits, blood transfusions, a lot of pelvic pain every month with their cycles, even without their cycles, right? When these things get so big where they press on your bladder, your rectum, they cause urinary frequency, constipation, even shortness of breath, right? Your lungs just can't expand down as much because you've got this big mass in your uterus. So the Sonata is, you know, super important. Came out probably around 2017, 2018, where these women, instead of going through a huge surgery like a hysterectomy that takes 6 weeks to recover from, you know, they're back to work in 2 or 3 days, right?
Wow. Because of this new technology. Way of
that's right.
Of doing the surgery.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Radiofrequency ablation, yes.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations
on
being involved in that treatment. And your story is really remarkable. I mean, I feel like I want you to become my doctor.
Well.
I think that you're just so warm and inviting. I just think this is just fantastic. This is really great. And so there's a similar procedure that's also going to take place at Fort Mill, the Fort Mill location?
Yeah, so that is called the Acessa, and it uses the same similar technology where it's radiofrequency ablation of fibroids. This time, it's more so if they're a little bit bigger, more towards the outside of the uterus, where we go in laparoscopically, meaning there's two little small ports that we'll place in the belly to be able to fit the instruments in. But it's the same concept. Typically, these women go back to work a little bit later, maybe about 1 or 2 weeks. But, you know, it serves the same purpose, right? Once you get this radiofrequency ablation of fibroids, typically some women, when they wake up, they feel a difference. Most women, it'll happen in the first 3 months. And, you know, the studies that researched and looked at these women that received these treatments, 12-month mark, 95%+ of women were satisfied and had a reduction in their pain and bleeding and other symptoms related to their fibroids.
And do they... I know you gave a list of some of the symptoms, but how do women know that this is impacting them, and how not just to bypass it as it's like, it's part of my cycle, or, you know, my grandmom talked about this too. And how can you help women know, like, hey, you might want to get that checked out?
Yeah. If you find yourself where, you know, you feel like you're having an excessive amount of bleeding every month, you feel tired, weak, you know, definitely go to your gynecologist, get, or your family medicine doctor, get those labs where we can look at your blood count, look at your iron levels. That's how we know that you're bleeding way too much, right? We get the imaging, we get the ultrasound. And if you are, that certainly is a reason to get the imaging and see, hey, is there something that we can fix? Is it something that we can fix with just medication, or is this too far gone where we need some type of surgical procedure? And, you know, like I mentioned before, historically, they were big open surgeries or laparoscopic surgeries, but you lost a lot of blood as we were doing a myomectomy, meaning we're shelling those fibroids out of your uterus to put your uterus back together to be able to preserve your uterus for future fertility, or definitive management. We just get rid of the whole thing, right? We take out your uterus. So definitely there are different options these days, which I'm very grateful that I was able to be able to perform the first at Piedmont, where we can get rid of the fibroids, get rid of your symptoms, get you back to a normal quality of life where you're happy, and also, you know, preserve your fertility.
Well, Dr. Carmichael, who's got an impressive background, and we're just so glad that you're here at Piedmont Medical Center, and just congratulations on all your success, and continue to inspire young people, specifically women, to enter the profession under your leadership. That they would be, it sounds like they're in great hands. So congratulations on everything.
I appreciate it. I'm so glad
thank
to be
you
here.
For you for what you do, and National Women's Physician Day. Do you have big plans for the day? You going to work? Are you
going to work? I've got a full schedule today. So.
Sounds good. God. What a better way to celebrate
it. If you see her today, just say congratulations and thank you for sure.